If the sun is shining, that cheerful voice on the phone would be Larry Weber, a regular host for Backyard Almanac. Howdy there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, and welcome to the end of May. We are coming to an end of a pretty incredible month. I'll say a few things about that. Temperature-wise, we had an interesting 3 days this week. Monday felt like winter. Tuesday felt like spring. And Wednesday felt like summer. And, of course, by Thursday, summer was over. We were back into autumn. So, yeah, we kind of ran the gamut there, which we did pretty much for the whole month. The average temperature for the month of May has been about 2 degrees below normal. It's interesting to note that of the 5 months so far this year, 4 have been below normal in temperature. The only one that wasn't was April, and that was about normal, slightly above normal. So chillier than normal so far. We'll see what June has to offer. Also in May, we had above normal in precipitation. Now, it looked like for a while there we were going to be very far above normal, but we haven't had rain for a few days now. So we're going to end the month with probably what we have right now, which is about a half inch or so above normal in precipitation. And then, of course, we had the record-setting snow. That was pretty amazing. This month of 2019 will go down on record as being the snowiest May in history by far. No other May even close to it. We had over 13 inches of snow. I think we can say it's all over now. However, one of the things I wanted to talk about is that I noticed starting yesterday, and I'm sure it started a few days before that, we have what I refer to this time of year as the warm weather snow. That warm weather snow is that fluffy seeds that drift around in the wind at this time of year. These are seeds from quaking aspen and willow. The ones that I noticed mostly yesterday were from quaking aspen. Way back in March, we might remember the catkins of aspens starting to show up. Well, they continued to grow, and eventually they had formed seeds, and those seeds now are coming to maturity, and they're blowing around and drifting in the wind. I started to see it yesterday. We will continue to see it for a great deal more long time, and this is what I often refer to as the warm weather snow. Other things of note, we have gotten into the next phase of the bird migration. The bird migration at my house has just been great this year. I saw lots of them. I had another experience this week of catching a wave where a wave of warblers is a variety of species that pretty much are all traveling and feeding together. And sometimes you get it to be in the right place at the right time. And without moving from my location, I saw 16 species of warblers passing through. Now, the interesting thing about that, besides they're just plain fascinating to watch, is virtually none of them were singing. However, by the next day, when most of the warblers had passed through, the ones that were still around had started to sing. So we're getting into the next phase. The singing, of course, is their way of proclaiming a territory, and by this time they probably have a mate, but they're proclaiming a territory, and that's where they're going to lay their eggs. When I was doing my breeding bird survey, we always did it in June because June is the time when they will be singing on territory. And essentially, if we hear them sing, we have a pretty good notion that they're living there, and it's a good way to take a survey. But there's a large number of birds right now that are singing besides the warblers, vireos, thrushes, grosbeak, catbird, swallows don't exactly sing, but they certainly do a lot of flying. Saw hummingbirds this week, orioles, sparrows, all those, and they are breeding now as we get further along into the summer. And, yes, the first fawns. I think I mentioned that last week. The first fawns were seen on May 24, and I think it was like about an hour after they were born. They were still very unstable. It was a set of twins, and they were wandering around. And then I think you mentioned about seeing some babies of other critters that are around as well. But you know what? There's others besides birds and mammals. This is toad time. toads get together to mate during springtime. In May, usually it's earlier than this. Usually it's somewhere around the middle of May. But this year it has been postponed because of the cooler weather. But when they get together and mate, they have a very short breeding season, maybe lasting at most a week. And during that time, they leave land where they spend all the rest of the year living. They leave land and come to water, and they do a trilling noise. The males sing a trilling noise that sounds sort of like a like that noise. And they will attract attention of the females and, of course, proclaim a territory in the pond there. And then they lay their eggs. This has been going on around my house here the last couple of days. It continues because it's such a short breeding season. Late last night when I was out, they were calling. Early this morning when I was out, they were calling. I don't know. They may have been calling all night. But this is toad time. It's also the time when another type of frog that lives on land, and that is the gray tree frog, will come down and go into the water for breeding. Now, their breeding season lasts a long time. It will go through almost all of the month of June. But toads have a very short breeding season. This is also mosquito time. During the last few days, I started to have, and evenings, I was starting to have mosquitoes show up. Well, that's just a fact of life. We have to live with that in this part of the world. Butterflies, I still haven't seen the first monarch. It's very common that the first monarch of the season will show up around the 1st of June, and of course that was what we get to tomorrow, but it may be a little bit later this year. I have, however, seen other kinds of butterflies, and then yet a couple days ago I saw the first of the tent caterpillars starting to show up. They are the cousins of the army worms, which I'm not so sure we're going to get this year. And yes, this is spider web time. Lots of spider webs are starting to show up. We are getting spring wildflowers. As I said, we're getting into the next phase. The ones that were growing in the woods for the last several weeks are still there. I was out on a spring flower walk last weekend, and we found lots of kinds. Spring beauties and trout lilies and so forth were still in bloom. However, the shade has come on very quickly this week. The leaves have grown bigger on trees because of the warm weather, and we're now going to get the shade-tolerant flowers. So now we're going to see things like the bluebead lily, wild lily of the valley, starflower, sarsaparilla, baneberry, and nodding trillium all starting to show up. The large flower trillium has been blooming for a while, but the nodding trillium, its a shy cousin, has just begun. And we're getting plenty of tree flowers. If you drive along almost any of the roads now, you'll see these little trees with white blossoms. There is a group of them every May that starts off, about four of them. Number one is wild plum, number two, Juneberry, number three, pincherry, number four, elderberry. Now, added to that just in the last day or two has been crabapple, and quickly we will see chokecherry, we'll see apple blossoms, and yes, Lisa, we will see lilacs. They're all going to start to bloom very soon if they haven't already bloomed. Oak trees are now ripe with their catkins, as are the white birch. Ferns, wow, you want to get and see something terrific, get out and take a walk and just look at the fern growth. They are just lush. They can handle the shade very well, and I was out at Jay Cook State Park a couple days ago, and there were ferns out there that weren't even out of the ground a couple weeks ago that now are waist high. It's amazing how fast they can grow. And, of course, anytime you have any of that happening, there's always going to be more things going on besides that I didn't even talk about. So keep your eyes open. There's plenty more you're going to see. So take care.
All right. Thanks a million, Larry.
And enjoy the brand new month.
Yes, I have every intention, and so does the rest of the world, I think.
Okay, take care.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Weber is an author, naturalist, educator, and our host for Backyard Almanac every Friday right here on Northland Morning.